friends, we were talking outside. It was cold. We were shivering yet warm by the subject matter. My wife is in the next room. We've been having troubles, you know. Please don't tell her or anyone, but I need to talk to somebody. He said, wouldn't it be a shame if I knew how great I was? 5 minutes before I died, I'd be filled with such regret. Before I took my last breath and I said, but you're willing to tell me this now, and you're not going to die anytime soon. And I said, I haven't been eating chicken or meat or anything, and you said yes, but you leather, and laughed and said, we're the top of the food chain, and yes, you're still a fine woman. And I cringed. I was hoping we could heal each other. We left the restaurant where the head waiter in his 60s said, goodbye, sir, thank you for your business, sir. You're successful and established, sir. We like the frequency with which you dine here, sir. And you're my name. And when I walked by, they said, thank you too, dear. I saw pigtails and cords, and there was a day said something like, hey dude, I could buy and sell this place, so kiss it. I too once thought I was worth something. She once thought that life was cruel. And it's a cycle, really, you think? I'm withdrawing and guilt-tripping you. I think you're insensitive and I don't feel hurt. And I said, do you believe we are fundamentally judgmental? Fundamentally evil? You said yes. I said, I don't believe in revenge. Right or wrong, good or bad, you said, well,